Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
Good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us on Political Coffee, the show where we talk about political issues of the day that are not only relevant to your life, but boy, can you use them to change your world. How? Well, by talking about them in a unique manner, it helps a persuadable person figure out on their own they need to change their political allegiances and their alliances. How about this, folks? Listen, Gateway Pundit has a story that Joe Biden said something implying that Kamala Harris would be president pretty soon. Wow. That's more than scary. It's also more than scary that the Taliban now has over 200 military U.S. aircraft. It makes them now number 26 in the list of nations in combat aircraft strength. It is stunning. It's also stunning that apparently what we're hearing now is, well, I guess that the U.S. allies, I think we just heard that on the news. U.S. allies are telling the news, not the U.S., that we fully expect we're going to stay in Afghanistan trying to get Afghan Americans or Americans home past that August 31st deadline. There's another story on Gateway Pundit about Biden told the U.S. commanders not to send out troops to rescue Americans trapped in Kabul because he feared a Black Hawk Down moment, and it would make him look bad. Now think about that. By the way, other nations, as you may have heard, are sending out patrols, sending out soldiers, armed soldiers, to go get their citizens. And in fact, apparently we are working, if according to Jennifer Griffin, I think, of Fox News, we are working, we're actually having other nations go out on our behalf to go get our people. Man, how would you feel if you were an American soldier? Going to talk a little bit about more of that today. There's a new energy rule in Oregon that may have just caused you to get your purchase of a new Dell computer canceled. Bureaucrats. Yep. But probably the thing you need to be most worried about is an editorial in the Bend Bulletin. Yes, folks, the legislature wants to raise your property taxes. Now, there were several bills to do that in this last legislative session. You know what they did? They said, well, let's just kick the can down the road a little bit. Let's create an interim legislative committee to study the issue of reforming property tax. And you know what the big one is? Well, I'll tell you after a bit. You know, every now and then, I ended the show with this yesterday, but even now and then, it's important for me to be honest with you all. Now, it's important for me to be honest with you every day, but what I mean by this is that, you know, I got to give credit where credit's due. And it's pretty hard for me to do that with Kate Brown or Joe Biden. But I got to say, as I ended the show yesterday, I talked about Oregon State Police Sergeant John Burright having passed away. Now, when I came into the legislature, his brother, Dave Burright, was the sheriff of Linn County. John passed away after 20 years of living in a vegetative state because he was involved in a car wreck, actually an accident. He and another trooper, Maria Mingano, and Albany police officer Jason Harif were killed. Those two were killed on September 4th, 2001. Now, this was just before September 11th. John Burright was basically just lived at the Mennonite home in Albany in a vegetative state. It was a very tragic thing. He finally passed away. It was just shy of 20 years of him having been injured. Kate Brown ordered the flags at half staff. That's why I said every now and then I have to just give credit where credit is due with Kate Brown. It's not much that she does that I agree with. I still want her gone as governor. I want her ideas destroyed in the public arena. I want them fought against in the churches, in protesting. I want all of that happening. But every now and then she does the right thing. This was the right thing. John Burright's, the flag order happens on the day of his memorial service at the Salem Armory. And there's going to be an emergency vehicle procession from Albany to the Salem Armory. It'll be, and that's the appropriate thing. And if you cannot make it to that service, but you want to stand out on I-5 or somewhere along the procession route with your flag, that'd be a wonderful way of honoring John Burright and every other fallen law enforcement officer's life. Bit of given in service to you and I. When the service was held almost 20 years ago for Maria Mingano in Albany, police officer Jason Harif, it was held at the Salem Armory. I know because I was there. The time I was still serving, I was in the legislature, but I was also still a volunteer firefighter at that time. And I put on my uniform and drove up there in a command vehicle from my fire department. And we all stood at attention. And the caskets were brought in. Bagpipes were played. It is a moving thing, and you never forget it. And it is fitting and honorable that we remember every law enforcement officer. Puts on a badge, puts on a vest, kisses their family goodbye at the beginning of the day, and they don't come home. It is the right thing for us to do. Being in law enforcement, and for those of you cops, and yes, I call you cops because I'm from the fireside, and that's that little good-natured rivalry that we have. But, you know, we in the fire service, we're the good guys. Cops aren't. 99% of their interaction with the public is not a positive thing. Most of our interaction on the fireside is. I don't know how you've heard me said this many times. I don't know how they do it. I truly don't. but I have great respect and honor for every police officer, man or woman, that can keep their perspective of life in dealing with the worst of society. Thank you to all of you out there. Now, I want to switch from that, and I want to segue into it to Lars Larson's piece about Ted Wheeler following Joe Biden's example of doing nothing. And he compares Joe Biden and what's happening in Afghanistan to Ted Wheeler over the weekend. Tear gas Teddy, as he calls him, has his own terrorist group problems, Antifa. And of course, what he did is he said that the police would stand back and do nothing when the Proud Boys showed up, not in downtown Portland, but in the suburbs. And Antifa announced that they would attack them, and they did. And the cops did nothing. This is an Oregon Catalyst piece. I'll have it on the show plan today. And Lars concludes, Joe Biden's American hostages are in Kabul. Ted Wheeler lets Antifa hold an entire American city hostage. Boy, is that ever true. And the problem is that it stains Oregon's reputation. Go back to what we talked about yesterday, the two political consultants that wrote the op-ed. In that is that nugget of why we should care about this. Columbia Sportswear CEO Tim Boyle said very clearly, they have had employees leave their company because they don't want to go to work in downtown Portland, and they have found it hard to recruit. Why? Because what Ted Wheeler has done. Why would you want to come and work in downtown Portland? For anybody, you wouldn't. The same is true with Joe Biden. Lars has it right. Kudos to him. All right, when we come back from the break, I want to get into your property taxes and how the legislature wants to raise them. Because they do. It's been since the left took the control of the Oregon legislature in 2007, when I left the legislature, they have made this a cause célèbre. They want to raise your property taxes. And they're going to be talking about it really soon. Yeah, it's going to get warm again. We're going to have a couple of days of cool temperatures, and then it's going to warm up again. And Freedom Heating and Air can help you stay really comfortable. And you know what you ought to do? You ought to give them a call. If you're not comfortable in your home, they can make it work better for you. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net is their website. Call them at 503-580-1456. 580-1456. They literally pride themselves on coming out quickly and taking care of your problems. Great veterans discounts and discounts for seniors. Freedom Heating and Air. 503-580-1456. Back in a moment. Come on and sing my song.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Send me an email and I'll do my best to read it on the air. To Jeff at KSLM.news or Jeff at 1220.am. Like Corby did. Corby, thanks for the InfoWars short video about Dr. Sean Brooks warning vaccinated people may start dying soon. Ooh. You know, I was thinking last night listening to Joe Biden talk about almost everybody in the hospitals right now with COVID are the unvaccinated. You believe Joe Biden? I say prove it. We hear doctors at the local level saying that. Show me the data. And don't you find it interesting that 70% of our friends and neighbors are vaccinated, but yet the hospitals are full? What? How can that be? How can that be with those people who don't get sick, who are unvaccinated? Because they either have natural immunities or maybe they've already had COVID. I think if you started doing some number crunching, you would find that they're lying to us again. That doesn't surprise me. Julie writes an email about Biden. She says, you know, they talk impeachment for Biden. I agree with Colonel Richard Kemp of the British Army. Biden should face court-martial. He's breaking the primary and honored rule of leaving no man behind. Impeachment implies legal failure. Court-martial implies immoral leadership failure. Biden is a traitor. Traitor, folks. Biden is a traitor. It's interesting, isn't it? The difference between impeachment and a court-martial. Very interesting. You know, Adam Schiff is saying, by the way, thanks, Dwight, for these emails. You know, the Taliban spokesman saying, hey, there's going to be consequences if American troops aren't out of Afghanistan by August 31st. The House Intel chair, lying Adam Schiff, says, well, we're not going to be able to evacuate everybody by August 31st. So what's going to happen? It ain't going to be easy. Also, we'll get into, and by the way, thanks to Dale for sending me the, well, just the list of equipment we have left in Afghanistan. It will stun you. So also will be the Salem Roadster Show, which starts tomorrow for 2 days only here at the Jackman Long Building in the Salem Fairgrounds. It is an invitation-only event for some really cool hot rodders. Starts tomorrow, runs just 2 days. I think kids 15 and under get free admission. So bring the family. You can go see the flyer on this and learn more details if you go to salem-roadstershow.com. That's roadstershow.com. Salem-roadstershow.com. Starts tomorrow. So the legislature decided that they want to raise your property taxes. Well, not yet anyway. But they're gonna. They're thinking about it. One of the little tactics that we always use, I say we, in the legislature, is to establish a task force, an interim committee. Property values do not reset on the sale of your property. One of the ideas being discussed is that they would reset. Now, they're limited because of measures 5 and 50. Those were both passed by us, we the people. Remember, our property taxes can only go up 3% a year. Now, people living, senior citizens, it really benefits them. But there are other problems. And this is, quote unquote, They're perceived as being problems. The big deal is this. First of all, what are you getting for your property taxes you're paying now? That's the first question you should ask. Number two, can you afford it? Given everything else that's happening in inflation, giving the massive amount of fee increases. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Art. Art, good morning. You got a minute and a half, brother. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Jeff. The world's on fire. There's no dang doubt about that. Kamala Harris is president. That's like jumping from the frying pan into the fire. But neither one of them should be office. You and I both know that. There's no doubt about it. But where's our leadership, Jeff? Our Republican Party, unfortunately, state and federal, are asleep at the dang wheel. You know, and it's getting worse and worse. Why are we not closing the dang border with all this stuff going on in Afghanistan? We're not. And, of course, Kate Brown, she wants to leave it wide open, wants all those people, hey, welcome to Oregon. You know, Jeff, I am really scared. Really scared of what's going on in our state, in our country. And if we don't get our act together, we're all going to be suffering. Yeah, higher property taxes. Hey, we won't have to worry about that if we're dead. And what can I say, Jeff? I do want to say, though, I listened to one of the candidates yesterday for our governor, Dr. Pierce. And guess what, Jeff? He's got the COVID. He had the shot. And he said, oh, we should go out and get the shot. You know, Jeff, the world's going crazy. And we're
it all is, Art. It is. Vaccine mandates are coming.
God bless.
God bless you, too. We ain't going to like it. Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Great to be back with you. It's 24 minutes till the top of the hour. This is Political Coffee, where we talk about political issues of the day and how you can use them to change your world. Having meaningful conversations with someone who is persuadable. Nothing persuades you more than when government is taking away your rights, like maybe with forced vaccinations, or is raising your property taxes, your cost of living. That's assuming that you're aware of it. And this is where you come in, each and every one of you, to make sure that the persuadable people in your world know who is responsible for dramatically raising their cost of living. Now, the idea that the Democrats in Oregon, aided by a few willing Republicans, would choose to raise your property taxes, especially for senior citizens, is a pretty profound thing, but so also is the idea of Joe Biden and Kate Brown talking about mandatory vaccinations for COVID. You know, what was interesting, what Art said just before the break is that, you know, Dr. Bud Pierce, marvelous man running for governor. I don't support him for governor. I support Jim Huggins, who is the gentleman that I've been working with. Bud having the vaccination isn't getting COVID. Why get vaccinated then? Oh, it's not supposed to be quite as bad. Well, you go back and look at the statistic. How many people recover from COVID? almost everybody. Let me ask you this. On the COVID thing and forced vaccinations, let's take this a step further. What if Kate issues an order that requires every COVID person to self-isolate or you get hauled off to jail? You know where they've just done this? In erstwhile Red, Mississippi. It's an Epoch Times story. The Mississippi State Department of Health on Friday issued an order. Now, apparently they think by constitutional law, a bureaucracy can just issue an order requiring that anyone infected with COVID, including those who are fully vaccinated, have to isolate for 10 days at home or another appropriate residential location. And it has the isolation orders, it's called, has two levels of potential punishment, a misdemeanor, and the other one is a felony. The failure or refusal to obey the lawful order, it writes, of a health officer is at minimum a misdemeanor, punishable by a $500 fine or 6 months in jail. Adding that, quote, if a life-threatening disease is involved, quote unquote, that the charges could rise to a felony, punishable up to $5,000 or 5 years behind bars. Now, this is in a free state, a Republican state. If I were the governor of that state, I'd stand up and say, no, we're not doing that. Governors are afraid. They have no courage. So what would you do if Kate issued such an order? You would expect this out of a blue state, even though Oregon really isn't as blue as everybody thinks it is. So, okay. How would you react to that? I will get into the equipment list here in a moment of what we have left behind in Afghanistan. It is just stunning to you. It's stunning. There is some talk, by the way, I'm hearing this, of the military going in and trying to reclaim some of that stuff. Isn't that sort of like closing the barn door after the horse has already left? Yeah, it kind of is, isn't it? But the real emotional thing is us not having the courage. Because apparently Joe Biden told, according to the Gateway Pundit story, told military leaders, don't go out and get our American citizens because you might get into a Black Hawk Down moment and it might make me look bad. Other nations are doing it. In fact, apparently other nations are going out and rescuing Americans. How would you feel if you're an American soldier on the ground in Kabul and you know you can go out and get Americans and you're being told you can't, and another nation is going out and doing your job? The feckless generals like Mark Milley and others that allowed Biden to say, no, shut down Bagram and leave billions of dollars worth of equipment. Those feckless generals, every one of them ought to be fired. More importantly, they have lost the respect, and should, of all of their peers. Somebody that you should respect is Pfeiffer Roofing, a great Salem-based company, second generation run now, family-owned, been here since 1978. Trevor Pfeiffer runs the company now. And I got to tell you, he's a very smart, capable young man. He grew up in the business that his father started. And he runs that business in a way that really is beneficial to you, because they focus on quality, whether it's roof replacement, roof repair, roof cleaning, gutters, and now this great new product called Roof Max. It is a soybean-based product that you can only get from Pfeiffer Roofing. They spray it on your asphalt shingle roof, and it rejuvenates it, gives it more life, maybe many years more life. Now, some roofs are too far gone, but many aren't. This product costs a fraction of the cost of a new roof. So if you're not ready to put a new roof on your home or maybe your rental unit, this is the perfect product for you. To get a free estimate to see if Roof Max is the right product for you, call Pfeiffer Roofing, 503-647-4725. 503-647-4725. Or check them out on the web at pfeifferroofing.com. They've got a great video on Roof Max. You can watch it, learn all about it. Pfeifferroofing.com, P-F-E-I-F-E-R, pfeifferroofing.com. Here's the equipment list of what we left behind. Dale sent this to me, and I want to thank you for that. But before I do that, I want to read this one from Christy about the COVID shot. She says, my sister and brother-in-law received their COVID shots when they first came out. They came down with COVID last week. Go figure. Now, aren't we hearing that 99, isn't that what Joe Biden said yesterday? 99% of the infections and hospitalizations are unvaccinated? Again, they're lying to us. But that shouldn't surprise you, should it? 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. So between 2002, when we first went into Afghanistan, and 2017, the Heritage Foundation wrote on Saturday, $28 billion was spent equipping Afghans. Since 2017, it's harder to figure out how much it is. Now, Lars, in his piece, wrote that it's something like $80 billion, and those are the numbers. I think, yeah, $80 billion. Is what is being estimated today. As of June 30th of this year, 2021, Afghanistan had 211 U.S.-supplied aircraft in their inventory, according to The Hill. The Heritage Foundation estimated that the Taliban captured all the necessary ingredients to fully equip, now get this, both an army and an air force, 600,000 rifles and machine guns, 76,000 vehicles, including the high-mobility multi-purpose wheeled vehicles I rode in Afghanistan, armored trucks, pickups, radios, night vision goggles, drones, 208 helicopters and fixed-wing aircraft. The Taliban are touting this. Propaganda's. And now the jihadi networks emerging in Afghanistan are better armed, according to Colonel Richard Kemp, than ever before. An unnamed congressional source told CNN that the amount of gear in the Taliban's hands is concerning. That's the understatement of the year. We're also concerned that some of it may end up in the hands of others who support the Taliban's cause. My biggest fear is that the sophisticated weaponry will be sold to our adversaries and other non-state actors who intended to use it against us and our allies. Now, why would a president do this? Rich, hang on. I'll get you on the other side of the break because I want to hear what you have to say. Why would a Democrat... This administration is really run not by him, but by a former Democrat president, i.e. Barack Obama. Why would they do such a thing?
That's not
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 10 minutes to the top of the hour. As promised, I go right to the phones to Rich. Rich, thanks for hanging on through the break. What do you say today?
Morning. Well, let's put it this way. Biden and them aren't stupid. They may be puppets for somebody else, but my question is, since he's into extortion and getting money for his family and stuff, how much money is the Democrat Party paying the Taliban to supposedly keep our citizens safe? The next thing is not leaving all this military material part of the bribe to keep them safe? And where else is the money going?
It could be. I mean, I think the other side of that equation also, Rich, is the fact that we've frozen something like $9 billion in Taliban cash across the world in various other banks. U.S. Treasury Department's done that, in essence, holding their money hostage. So it could be a combination of both. I mean, we don't know, because we know that Obama's history obviously was, you know, plane loads of cash to the mullahs in Iran. It's not hard to believe that he wouldn't do the same thing here, Biden.
Yes, and if the other thing, too, is if they start trucking this stuff out, last time I heard we had these drones and stuff, why can't we put them up and bomb the roads as they try and truck a lot of this stuff out, if that's what they're going to do with it? Because they don't have the education right now to use a lot of that stuff except the small arms.
Yeah, that's true. But the exception is, you know, with every vacuum, you know, air rushes in to fill the void. And we're the vacuum having left now. And guess who rushes in? It'll be Russia and it'll be China. I think they have the sophistication to help the Taliban, or even literally go in to do this stuff for the Taliban, to teach them how to use this stuff. Wouldn't you think?
Yes, but let's go another step further. What's to say the Russians and Chinese haven't been there already, and that Biden and company haven't been negotiating with them?
Oh, I think they probably have been. I think it's very instructive that today we heard the news that the CIA director literally was in Kabul meeting with the head of the Taliban.
Strange how that happened, isn't it?
Isn't it? And what do you want to bet? That there aren't lots and lots, but I know there are. I mean, heck, when I was in Afghanistan back in 2006, the Russian and the Chinese intelligence services were there. We knew it. I was told it. Doesn't surprise me. It's an interesting question that you pose. We'll see how it plays out. But, I mean, at some point, Rich, do you think that this issue that we've left billions of dollars worth of equipment just sitting there, do you think it has any political impact with the average person out there?
Well, I don't know, because I'm beginning to think that the average person out there doesn't really care until they get their ballot, as long as it doesn't affect them.
That's exactly right. They're too busy on Facebook or Instagram or whatever else.
Well, yeah, I got to thank the politicians for... Since I am retired, what little money I had, I guess I'll have to be spending on new property taxes. So,
yeah, thank you, politicians. They're the ones raising your cost of living. Thanks, Rich. Good to talk to you, as always. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. I did get an email from Avis. Said, you know, the lady is right. Courts martial. She's talking about Julie's email I read earlier. Court martial for Joe Biden, not impeachment. Never thought I'd live to see the day when a president of the USA would even think of leaving one of our people behind and bending a knee to the Taliban. Shameful. Enjoy your show. Wish it was longer. Thank you. That's very kind of you. Avis, Jeffrey, thanks for the email saying sounding much better today. Yes. I had a little talk with my internet provider. They came out and put some new equipment out here, and they're coming out again today because we're going to try to make it even better. We'll see. Rosalie writes this email. Biden in Afghanistan. In the middle of the night, when I was upset about the mess there, I came up with a theory. I think China is blackmailing Biden because of his antics of Hunter and Joe's financial ties to the Chinese. China could have destroyed Biden, so he put himself above our country. Afghanistan is a major source of lithium. Now we're talking conspiracy theories that actually have some thought behind them. Where do most of our rare earth minerals come from? They come from China. What are most of our rare earth minerals used in? All them computer chips. What are we having trouble getting a hold of these days that hurts the American economy? Computer chips. Hello. And now China might be rushing in to fill that void that we have left because Joe Biden cut a deal behind the scenes with the Chinese. You know, he has spent lots of time on the phone with Chairman Xi. Doesn't he brag about that? I wonder what they talked about. Is that too much of a conspiracy theory? What do you think? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. We got another caller. Caller, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome. Hey, caller, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who is this?
This is Lisa.
Hi, anyway, Lisa.
My thoughts on this is they've had this planned, Biden, because that's why they put him in office, and he's making a mess, and Kamala's going to step in, and she's going to executive order all these stupid bills. And, I mean, did you see the little clips of videos of Nancy Pelosi having a high-dollar dinner with Hispanics in masks, and the other one with Chuckie Schumer dancing on the, you know, dance floor? I mean, something's amiss, and I think most of us know this was a plan from the very beginning. It's not just oops, you know, and then Kamala's going to get in there, like I said, an executive order, so they won't have to worry about voting. That's scary to me. You know, my dad was in Vietnam, and when they had to leave a base, what they also did is they buried our weapons and everything else they could. They buried them, and they're probably still there. So, I mean, I'm worried and I'm anxious about what's going on here in Oregon and the government. You know, I feel like there's no good conclusion that's going to come from this stuff.
No, there isn't anything good that's going to come out of it. Thank you, Lisa. You're right. It's embarrassing. Even more importantly, it's dangerous.
Yeah.
Was it planned? It would have had to have been planned. Question is, by whom and what's the end goal? Is China really behind it? Are they blackmailing Biden? Oh, I think there's a lot of deals being made with Joe Biden and Hunter Biden when Biden was vice president under Obama. Is it possible they have something on him? Is it possible that this is all done by design? Well, there are those political thinkers who think it is. Bottom line, none of it's good for you or I as an American. It's dangerous to our liberty and future. Keep praying and fighting and believing, folks. We're not giving up. See you tomorrow.